CD 5.
Can I ask another question? Said William. Nothing will stop you, will it? Have you found Lord Vetinari's dog? Again, total blankness. But this time William had the impression that behind it several dozen wheels had begun to spin. Dog? Said Vimes. Waffles, I believe he's called, said William. Vimes sat watching him impassively. A terrier, I think, said William. Vimes failed to move a muscle. Why was there a crossbow bolt sticking in the floor? Said William. That doesn't make sense to me, unless there was someone else in the room. And it had gone in a long way. That's not a rebound. Someone was firing at something on the floor. Dog-sized, perhaps? Not a feature twitched on the commander's face. And then there's the peppermint, William went on. There's a puzzle. I mean, why peppermint? And then I thought, maybe someone didn't want to be traced by their smell. Perhaps they'd heard about your werewolf too. A few jars of peppermint oil thrown down would confuse things a bit. There it was, a faint flicker as Vimes glanced momentarily at some paperwork in front of him. Lotto, thought William. At this point, Bingo had not been introduced to Ankh-Morpork. At last, like some oracle that speaks once a year, Vimes said, I don't trust you, Mr. DeWord, and I've just realised why. It's not just that you're going to cause trouble. Dealing with trouble is my job. It's what I'm paid for. That's why they give me an armour allowance. But who are you responsible to? I have to answer for what I do, although right now I'm damned if I know who to. But you? It seems to me you can do what the hell you like. I suppose I'm answerable to the truth, sir. Oh, really? How exactly? Sorry? If you tell lies, does the truth come and smack you in the face? I'm impressed. Ordinary, everyday people like me are responsible to other people. Even Vetinari always has one eye on the guilds. But you are answerable to the truth. Amazing. What's its address? Does it read the paper? She, sir, said Sergeant Angua. There's a goddess of truth, I believe. Can't have many followers, then, said Vimes. Except our friend here. He stared at William again over the top of his fingers, and once again the wheels turned. Supposing, just supposing, you came into possession of a little drawing of a dog, he said. Could you print it in your paper? We are talking about Waffles, are we? Said William. Could you? I'm sure I could. We would be interested in knowing why he barked just before the event, said Vimes. And if you could find him, Corporal Nobbs could speak to him in dog language, yes? Said William. Once again Vimes did his impression of a statue. We could get a drawing of the dog to you in an hour, he said. Thank you. Who is running the city at the moment, Commander? I'm just a copper, said Vimes. They don't tell me these things. But I imagine a new patrician will be elected. It's all laid down in the city statutes. Who can tell me more about them? Said William, mentally adding, just a copper my bum. Mr. Slant is your man there, said Vimes, and this time he smiled. Very helpful, I believe. Good afternoon, Mr. DeWord. Sergeant, show Mr. DeWord out, will you? I want to see Lord Vetinari, said William. You what? It's a reasonable request, sir. No. Firstly, he's still unconscious. Secondly, he is my prisoner. Aren't you even letting a lawyer see him? I think his lordship is in enough trouble already, lad. What about Drumknot? He isn't a prisoner, is he? Vimes glanced up at Sergeant Angua, who shrugged. All right, there's no law against that, and we can't have people saying he's dead, he said. He unhooked a speaking tube from a brass and leather construction on his desk and hesitated. Have they got that problem sorted out, Sergeant? He said, ignoring William. Yes, sir. The pneumatic message system and the speaking tubes are definitely separated now. Are you sure? You do know Constable Keenside had all his teeth knocked out yesterday? They say it can't happen again, sir. Well, obviously it can't. He hasn't got any more teeth. Oh, well. Vimes picked up the tube, held it away from him for a moment, and then spoke into it. Put me through to the cells, will you? Weep, 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 weep. Say again. Sneedle, flip, flip. This is Vimes. Squid, squid. Vimes put the tube back on its cradle and stared at Sergeant Angua. There